Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, presents the Eddie Cantor Show.
Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon? Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolinks too? Tell me, how long you're gonna keep delaying the day? Don't you reckon it's wrong trifling with April this way? Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up. The earth is fair, the fruit is fine. But what's the use of smelling watermelon clinging to another fella's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine? Just look at that moon. Honey, let's make it soon. Wake up. The earth is fair, the fruit is fine. But what's the use of smelling watermelon clinging to another fella's vine? Evelina, won't you be mine?
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Harry.
Hi, Eddie. Hey, I understand your whole family's in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Have they ever left you alone to take care of the house before?
Oh, no, not very often, Harry. Only in an emergency, like when I did be in a hospital, or... Wait a minute, I've taken care of the house more than she has. Yeah, but anyway, Harry, I'm glad I sent him to Palm Springs to get a little of that sun. Today's weather for him,
yeah, you know. Well, what is it, Eddie? One of them have a cold?
Harry, what do you mean one of them have a cold? When you got a family as big as mine, there's no such thing as a cold. It's an epidemic or nothing. I had so many handkerchiefs hanging on the line one day, the neighbors came for miles around asking me, what is it this time, Candor, a boy or a girl? You know, with my family away and me doing the housework, it's very embarrassing. Me, Harry, me, around the house in that house dress. I clean up, you know.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, I think that dress is very becoming.
Too becoming. This morning I was on my hands and knees scrubbing the kitchen floor when the milkman came and threw his arms around me, and Harry...
Yeah?
I think I'm engaged. Yeah, and speaking of engagement, I'm still working on a little deal. Oh, Leonard Seuss.
Yes, Mr. Canner.
Leonard, tell me something. You're single, aren't you?
Yes, I'm one.
No. I mean you're unattached, not married. Look, Leonard, now when my family comes back, I'd like you to come to my house for dinner some night. There's some people I want you to meet, you know what I mean?
Leonard? Gee, thanks. Yes, wow.
Oh. Poor kid, right into the trap.
Shut up.
Guys, you know, you treat me just like a son.
Oh, I'd rather treat you like a son. Look, never mind why, Leonard. Just come to the house.
It has a son.
Oh!
But the newsreels in the theater I enjoyed.
Oh, yes.
Especially the soldiers. Oh, they were so magnificent. Honest, it made me wish I could be in there with them. Gosh, Harry, to think I just missed a draft by 1 year, Harry.
Eddie.
That's right, and you know the same thing happened to me during the last war. But no kidding, Harry. I'd still make a good soldier. I really would. You know, I'm a pretty tough kid.
Tough kid, yes.
Well, all right, don't laugh. Tell me, Harry, yesterday, did you or did you not see me take a telephone book in my two hands and with one stroke tear it in half?
Yeah, Eddie, but how many people have phones in Weasel Gulch, Nevada?
It's none of your business how small the book was. And if you don't stop, I know the next thing I tear in half is going to be your salary.
Well, that you couldn't even get a grip on.
Never mind. The point is, I still think I'd be physically able to be in the Army if I just got a little rest. I work too hard, Harry.
Well,
in fact, why don't you get Nora to sing a song, and I'll go in my dressing room now and lie down. That's all
right. Yeah, well, look, why have Nora sing all the time? Why can't I sing just this one?
Oh, all right. Go on, sing this one.
Yeah. Oh, give me, lad, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
Yeah, Harry.
Let me ride.
Harry.
What's the matter?
Don't worry, Harry. We won't fence you in. The doors are open. We'll even open the windows. You keep on singing, we'll have to open the windows.
Just a minute, Eddie. You said I could sing.
Harry, I know something you can sing that will make people feel a lot better. than what you just did. Just sing the praises of our product.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. You see, ladies and gentlemen,
that's your talk. That's your
talk. I'm sorry.
It's a living, Harris. Over.
Well, what I should say, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to listen to this, is very important. You can feel better faster when you're in the need of a laxative if you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. Particularly on these mornings when you wake up feeling sick and headachy and in need of a laxative. You simply take a glassful of sparkling Sal Hepatica and get gentle relief, but fast, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day, waiting until night to take a laxative. You take Sal Hepatica the minute you need it. And besides gentle, speedy relief, Sal Hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's lovely Nora Martin to sing Holiday for String.
Hear a host of violins, or could only be my lonely heart that sings a holiday for string.
Eddie.
But I'm not too old to be in the service.
Huh?
There must be some branch that would have me. Something I could do.
Hey, I wonder what he's dreaming about.
Listen, Captain, but I'm not too old for the Army. Doesn't experience count for anything? I've been in battle before.
I tell you what, Cantor, if we ever have to take Valley Forge again, we'll send for you.
Look, I'm Eddie Cantor. I want to join the Navy.
Mr. Cantor, I can offer you the top spot on a battleship.
You can?
Yes. Get me a uniform and report to the crow's nest.
Yep. Wait a minute. What will I do up there?
Relieve a crow for active duty.
And I tell you, I've tried every branch of the service but this one. So you've got to give me a chance.
Sorry, Mr. Cantor, but we're only taking women in the wax.
And you see, sir, I've been turned down on account of my age. But even though my age may be a handicap for me physically, mentally, it is an asset. And I thought my place would be here in the intelligence department.
Well, all right. Your full name?
Eddie Cantor.
Married?
Of course.
Do you have any children?
Do I have... How did you ever get in the intelligence department? You never heard about my five daughters?
Well, quiet, quiet. Now, this paper is your examination.
Yes.
Please step into the next room and the major will assist you.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, where is your family now?
Sorry, but I'm not allowed to reveal troop movements. Wonder where the major is. Oh, Major. Major.
How do you do?
Hey, Gordon, the mad Russian. Russian? You a major in the intelligence corps?
Most certainly. When I was only 8 years old, mine IQ was equal to that of a man of 45.
Oh, you were a smart child.
No, this man 45 was an idiot.
Oh, Russian, stop. Tell me, how did you ever pass the examination for the intelligence?
I peeked.
Oh, Russian, you're a faker. You're not an intelligence officer.
Don't say that. That don't say. Once I got an important document.
Yes.
I looked at it and immediately sealed the envelope.
Yes.
And for 2 years, I managed to keep this document secret until finally it was opened by the FBI.
What was the document?
My induction papers.
But please, Russian, you've got to help me get into the intelligence corps. Can you teach me the art of disguise?
Disguise?
Yes.
You think this is my right face? I am an expert. I even stole behind the German lines undetected.
Undetected? How?
Very simple. I put on a German uniform and carried an umbrella.
What was the umbrella for?
Stormtrooper.
Storm. Tell me, what was your assignment?
I had orders to follow two enemy agents.
Yes.
And man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
My orders were to stick right to their heels. So, I followed him with my right foot and Hull with my left.
You did, huh?
Then they went toward the village.
Yes.
I followed.
Uh-huh.
My right foot behind him and my left foot behind Hull.
Yes.
At the village, they separated. He went north and she went south.
And you?
I went to the hospital.
You couldn't have been much help to the intelligence corps in a hospital.
Oh, but I was.
You was?
I was.
Yes.
There was a beautiful nurse, suspected of treason.
Treason.
And alone in a room. I questioned her for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Mind you, for 3 weeks.
Yes.
However, the moment I looked at her, I could tell she was innocent.
Well, if she was innocent, why did you waste 3 weeks bothering her?
Silly boy.
Finish the exam.
Well, Mr. Cantor, you have passed your intelligence examination, and your first assignment will be to fly to Berlin.
Yes, sir.
We want you to capture Hitler and bring him back, dead or alive.
Yes, sir. But it might take a little longer if I'm dead.
Well, here. You will wear this. It's a German uniform we captured.
Maybe it won't fit me.
It will when you dump that German out of it. Now, study this map carefully.
Yes.
This is the toughest test of all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you describe your route?
Yes, sir. I will be dropped by parachute at this point. Longitude 70, latitude 160.
Right.
A 30-mile gale will carry me to this point where I'll be east-northeast of Dusseldorf.
Right.
I then proceed 3 miles to a fork in the road, take the left turn, and then go about 30 kilometers until I arrive at Berchtesgaden.
Good, good, good. Excellent sense of direction. Good luck, my boy. And before you go, any questions?
Yes, sir. How do I get out of here? Come on, Corporal Bunzel. Let's bail out. Here we go! Well, here we are descending directly over our target. Now, when you land, wait for me.
Well, how do you know I'm going to land first?
You forgot your parachute.
Now, look, Eddie, we're in enemy territory.
Yes.
It's dark, and we might get separated. We should have some kind of a password.
Yeah, I've got it. If I hear anything in the dark, I'll say T-R-U. And if it's you, you answer S-H-A-Y.
T-R-U... S-H-A-Y, Truchet?
Yeah, Truchet. That'll be our secret password.
Yeah, but Eddie, Truchet, we need a secret password. See, there's no secret about Truchet. It's the password of millions of women who want to help keep their hands soft and lovely.
Yeah, but we should have some kind of a password. Here behind the enemy lines, we might get into hot water.
Yeah, well, there you go back to Truchet. Everyone knows if you get in hot water, particularly in hot soapy water, the greatest password is Truchet, the beforehand lotion.
All right, we won't use Truchet as a password. I'll just say beforehand, and you say lotion. That won't be Truchet, huh?
Of course it will, Ed.
It will, huh?
Truchet is the beforehand lotion.
Oh, oh.
Truchet is a brand new idea in hand lotion. You see, you put it on before you tackle your household tasks, before you do dishes or tub undies or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Truchet guards soft hands and helps keep them smooth and lovely. Why, Truchet will guard your hands even in hot soapy water. As I've said so many times, Truchet's a grand all-over beauty lotion, too. Try it for rough elbows, chapped legs. It's wonderful as a powder base. Creamy, fragrant Truchet is truly more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
All right, Harry, but we need some password. You told
me. All right. Hey, how about this?
Yes.
Now, if I see something moving in the dark, I'll say, "Is that you, Eddie?" And if it's you, you say, "Yes."
That's it. No wonder you got any intelligence. Yes. I'll tell you what. And now, if we're going to capture Hitler, let's get started.
Yeah, we've been walking for miles. Now, how will we ever find Berchtesgaden?
Well, we've got these German uniforms on. Let's go over and ask that German soldier. Here.
Heil! Heil! Heil who?
Heil be down to get you in the taxi!
What is this here? A taxi? The Fuhrer knows you got gas?
Yeah. We are very good friends of the Fuhrer. Right now, we are looking for how to get to Berlin.
Berlin?
Yeah.
Berlin.
Yeah.
Let me see. That's funny. It was here last night.
Berlin is gone. Did you hear that, Herr von Zell?
Yeah, that is awful, Herr von Kanter.
Oh, everything is awful. On the east, the Russian armies are squeezing von Klug. On the west, the Allied armies are squeezing von Rundstedt.
Yeah, soon von and von will be nodding. but tell us, please, which way is the Fuhrer's palace?
Oh, the Fuhrer lives 30 miles from here. Just follow your nose.
Just follow my nose, huh? So that's what we smell. Come on, Harry. This is it, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler's palace. Berchtesgaden. Look around.
I know. Hey.
Right, Harry. It's Hitler leading his guard. Look at all the German soldiers doing the goose step.
Yeah. Must be the goose step.
Come on! Harry. Look. Hitler. Hitler's going to give a command.
Company! Halt! I said halt! Company!
He's alone.
Yeah, look, he went in that door across the hall.
Let's follow him, Harry.
Yeah.
Who's that?
A couple of Americans to see you, Herr Hitler.
Tell them we don't need any. We've got too many Americans here already.
Open the door. Open the door, Harry, and we'll rush him.
Yep. Stick him up, Sickle Goober.
What is it?
Hey, Eddie, keep him covered. I'll slug him.
No, you keep him covered. I'll slug him.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you, I'll toss you for it.
I know what. Let's toss him for it.
Listen, please. Can't we talk this over calmly like gentlemen? Look, all I wanted was a place to live. A little bit of Czechoslovakia, and Russia, and France, and Poland, Holland, Belgium, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, China, India, Africa,
Oh, pardon me, boy. You missed the Chattanooga choo-choo.
And then for the whole world is my feet, and I am the master of all. I will address the people.
Ah, shut up.
If they had only told me that 10 years ago. But they let me keep on talking, those doom cops.
Well, you're through talking from now on. Get over to that chair and sit down.
Yeah.
Ooh, there was no chair there.
All right, Harry. I got him covered. Now we got to change his look so we can get him out of this palace. Hand me that razor, and I'll shave off his mustache.
Yeah, here it is.
My mustache? You got the razor at my throat?
We're going to do it the hard way.
Help, Billing! Help Himmler! Why doesn't somebody help me? I called for Billing, and I called for Himmler!
Why don't you call for Philip Morris?
Billy Morris! Billy Morris!
Shut up. Them you can't get either.
But I tell you...
We're going to have to quiet him, Harry. Shove a handkerchief. Put a handkerchief in his mouth.
Could you make it a rug, please? I don't want to change my diet.
Hey, Harry. I hear footsteps. See who it is.
Yeah. Hey, look, Eddie. It's Mussolini walking down the hall.
Oh, please. Don't let him in. He might want to help me again.
It's too late for help, Adolf. We've taken you back to America.
America? Are you going to put me in prison?
Prison? Don't be silly. You know how generous we Americans are and how we always forgive everybody? We wouldn't think of putting you in prison. You're going to be free. We're going to let you settle down in a nice, quiet little section of New York known as the Bronx.
The Bronx?
That is good? Yeah, you should live so long. Look, hand me that point of bag, Harry.
Yeah, here you are, Eddie.
Oh, come on, Adolf. We've taken you back to the USA.
people traveling to work on the Sunset Bus. Today, that great soldier, Eddie Cantor, returned from Europe carrying a burlap bag. And get this, everybody. In that bag was the former Führer of the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler. Yes, folks, your reporter is the first to let the cat out of the bag and tell you how Eddie Cantor put the rat into the bag.
Harry, tune in another news program.
Ladies and gentlemen, at last it is our privilege to broadcast the news flash the world has waited and hoped for many long months. And here it is. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Remember Kulo. For men who like a mentholated shampoo, Kulo will make shampooing a pleasure. Remember, it is spelled S-H-A-M-P-U.
Oh, there must be something else. Get another station, Harry, will you?
Yes, Eddie Cantor single-handed has captured Adolf Hitler. We now switch you to the White House for a word from Mrs. Roosevelt.
Well, you didn't expect her to be there, did you?
Harry, the White House. We're due there at 2 o'clock. I'm supposed to get decorated today.
I would like to open this bag and let the people look upon the man that brought so much misery to the world. With one pull of this string, I shall unveil Herr Schicklgruber. There he is, everybody. Wait a minute, boys. I know it doesn't look like Hitler because we had to shave off his mustache to get him out of Germany. But wait till you hear him speak.
Speak, Adolf. Speak.
How do you do?
Don't! It isn't Hitler. I've been tricked.
What are you doing here, Russian?
Come on, Cantor. Wake up.
What are you doing? Well, I must have been dreaming. Before you woke me up, I had Hitler captured. I had him right here in America. Gee, I have...
Russian, what are you doing with that baseball bat?
You're going back to sleep. Him we got to get.
Wonderful dream you had, huh?
Well, what do you know? I captured Hitler alone last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? The Fuhrer started to shake with fright. My dreams are getting better all the time. I met him at Werther's Garden. He gave me a big hello. When he said to me, Heil, I answered, that is where you're gonna go. And there'll come a day not far away when we cross the Rhine. Our dreams are getting better all the time. It may be a pint of blood you give or a couple of buns you buy that'll give us a chance to say hello to the boys who said goodbye. And maybe real soon we'll hear the bells of victory chime. Our dreams are getting better all the time. Yes, sir, my dream, your dream, our dreams are getting better all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American Red Cross is the greatest life-saving organization the world has ever known. To those of you who have men in prison camps, to those of you whose sons have been given a chance to live by the miracle of blood plasma, to those of you whose husbands will come back because a Red Cross nurse stands continuously at vigil in field hospitals, there is little I can say that you don't already know. But knowing is not enough. It is up to us, each and every one of us, to make the mercy of the Red Cross possible. Every second of the day and night, $6 is spent to bring ease and comfort and life to our fighting men and women. How many precious seconds will you buy? We are the Red Cross. We are the soldiers in its ranks. Give your help, dollars and dollars of it, to the American Red Cross. For the Red Cross gives it back to our own.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true,
I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too.
Be sure to listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truchet the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truchet. For all of us here, this is Eddie Cantor saying, good night, everybody.
Have you got a cold? Well, look, in a minute, you can help relieve those irritating cold symptoms with Minute Rub, the very modern chest rub. All you do is rub a little Minute Rub on your throat, chest, and back. And in just a minute, there'll be a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to stimulate that lazy surface circulation. In just a minute, Minute Rub's menthol vapors help relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. And listen, here's a chance to get a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. This appears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm your clothes or linens. So get a jar of Minute Rub and help relieve irritating, uncomfortable cold symptoms. The modern way, the greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.